Workplace news in brief: lights out. Unite have accused the government of allowing the light to be snuffed out on steelmaking in Teesside, following the announcement that the coke ovens and blast furnace at the SSI Redcar steel mill would be closed. As reported in The Socialist last week, the steelworks were set to be mothballed and stop production after nearly 100 years. However, as Unite National Officer Harish Patel said, the hope of a buyer stepping in has been cruelly extinguished by the liquidator's haste and the government's refusal to step in. It is devastating news for all those whose livelihoods depend on steelmaking on Teesside and the hopes of a community who thought that an alternative solution could be found. Following the announcement, the Socialist Party continues to call on the government to fully nationalize the plant, safeguarding the up to 9,000 jobs that rely on the production of steel in the area. We also call on the trade unions that represent workers at the site to get behind the call for nationalization and hold pickets and protests in support of this, to channel the anger that has swept the region since the announcement. Kill the bill lobby. Join the Tuck and union members from all over the country coming together to lobby and rally against the trade union bill on Monday, the 2nd of November 2015, Central Hall, Westminster Rally and the House of Commons Lobby of Parliament. The rally will kick off at 1 p.m. and the lobby at 2:30 p.m. Junior doctors protest. Following the government's announcement of a brutal new contract for junior doctors, protests have taken place up and down the country. On Saturday, the 17th of October, thousands are planning to attend a protest at Waterloo Place, London from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more on the contract and protests, see pages 9 and 16, and also issue 872 and 873 of The Socialist.